Founding Faith by Stephen Waldman, narrated by David Colaci.
Introduction. Thomas Jefferson stood in a black suit at the doorway of the White House watching a bizarre spectacle. It was New Year's Day, 1802, and two horses were pulling a dray carrying a 1,235-pound cheese, just for him. The work of 900 cows, the cheese measured 4 feet in diameter and 17 inches in height. As impressive as the size of the cheese was its eloquence. Painted on the red crust was the inscription, "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God." The cheese was a gift from a Baptist church in western Massachusetts. It might seem perplexing that religious leaders would be paying tribute to Jefferson, who just a year earlier had been attacked as an infidel and atheist. John Adams's campaign operatives during the 1800 presidential election had suggested that the Francophile Jefferson would destroy America's Christian heritage just as the French revolutionaries had undermined their own. Quoting Jefferson's line that he didn't care whether someone believed in one God or 20, a Federalist newspaper had posed the election as a cataclysmic choice: God and a religious president, or Jefferson and no God. But in a modern context, what made the cheese remarkable is that it came from evangelical Christians. It was the brainchild of the Reverend John Leland, a Baptist, and therefore a theological forefather of the Reverend Jerry Falwell. Though considered anti-religion by some, Jefferson had become a hero to evangelicals, not despite his advocacy of separation of church and state, but because of it. Baptists believed state-supported religion violated Jesus' teachings and deeply appreciated Jefferson's efforts to keep...